Land Judging Contest celebrates 45th year. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
It's very important for our members to come out and to judge the, have the land judging so that they really are very involved with knowing about soils and about land judging. And it's something that we want to teach them at a young age, teach them now where they can learn this now so that if they want to go into something in soils or something in the land, that they will have this background and this knowledge they've learned from FFA.
State FFA President Heather McLean talking about yesterday's 45th annual State Land Judging Contest held in Jackson. 18 teams of FFA and 4-H members competed where the students judged the conditions of the soil. Former NRCS soil scientist Darwin Newton, who was honored at this year's event for his years of service, says this competition pays off for students the rest of their lives.
Well, to me it's special, and I think it is for those that are involved in this contest, in that you have a basic understanding of how soils formed and how they're used. And if you know a little bit about the formation process of how they got here to start with, then we can take that knowledge and interpret it for land use.
Newton, who spent 20 years with Tennessee's NRCS and a total of 32 years in soil science, says when students get a basic understanding of how soils were formed and how they can be used, they can utilize that knowledge for agricultural or non-agricultural uses.
If you have a knowledge of that, no matter what field of agriculture you go into, you have probably one of the best backgrounds for knowing all the knowledge that there is to know, at least about how you can use a soil to get the maximum use out of it for food production or for building homes, roads, or whatever.
Now, the winning team in FFA went to the Huntington FFA chapter with the high score, Bradley McQueen of Johnson County. The 4-H winning team was from Chester County. The high score, Rhett Woody of Chester County. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.